Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy birthday, Pope John Paul II. Born Carol Yusef Wojtyła, on this day in 1920, he changed history. He was Pope from October 1978 until April 2005. During his time as Pope, he visited many countries. These included the United States, Mexico, Ireland, Haiti, the Philippines, Kazakhstan, Egypt, Syria, and Poland. Now, on October 2, 1979, he spoke before the United Nations. Here is an excerpt of his speech. Man lives at the same time both in the world of material values and in that of spiritual values. For the individual living and hoping man, his needs, freedoms, and relationships with others never concern one sphere of values alone, but belong to both. Material and spiritual realities may be viewed separately in order to understand better that in the concrete human being they are inseparable, and to see that any threat to human rights, whether in the field of material realities or in that of spiritual realities, is equally dangerous for peace, since in every instance it concerns man in his entirety. Permit me, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, to recall a constant rule of the history of humanity. The rule is based on the relationship between spiritual values and material or economic values. In this relationship, it is the spiritual values that are preeminent, both on account of the nature of these values and also for reasons concerning the good of man. The preeminence of the values of the spirit defines the proper sense of earthly material goods and the way to use them. This preeminence is therefore at the basis of a just peace. It is also a contributing factor to ensuring that material development, technical development, and the development of civilization are at the service of what constitutes man. This means enabling man to have full access to truth, to moral development, and to the complete possibility of enjoying the goods of culture which he has inherited, and of increasing them by his own creativity. It is easy to see that material goods do not have unlimited capacity for satisfying the needs of man. They are not in themselves easily distributed, and in the relationship between those who possess and enjoy them and those who are without them, they give rise to tension, dissension, and division that will often even turn into open conflict. Spiritual goods, on the other hand, are open to unlimited enjoyment by many at the same time, without diminution of the goods themselves. Indeed, the more people share in such goods, the more they are enjoyed and drawn upon, the more then do those goods show their indestructible and immortal worth. This truth is confirmed, for example, by the works of creativity. I mean by the works of thought, poetry, music, and the figurative arts, fruits of man's spirit. Important words to remember in these troubled times. Well, thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.